West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Board of Education Thursday tentatively approving a full millage rate rollback for county property owners. After a large increase in assessed values this year, County Tax Digest increased almost $340 million. The Board of Education voting yesterday to reduce the school tax millage rate from 17 mills to 16.259 mills. School officials estimate that approving the rollback rate over maintaining the existing rate saves the average Carroll County homeowner nearly $100 on their coming tax bill. The board is expected to vote at its August 22nd meeting to officially set the millage rate. The Board of Education had approved a fiscal year 2025 general fund budget of nearly $200 million on June the 20th. That includes a pay increase for both certified teachers and classified staff, replacement buses for the county fleet, technology improvements, and about $1.5 million to complete phase one of the new operations center on the former site of the West Georgia Fairgrounds. Construction on that project is ongoing, with crews focusing on the connection to the traffic light at the intersection of Bankhead Highway and Old Airport Road. Officials anticipate operations transitioning to the new site throughout the coming fall semester. Carrollton High School this week announcing the launch of the Career Technical and Agricultural Education Plus program for the upcoming 2024-25 school year. Traditionally, high school students are required to complete at least four courses each in math, science, and English language arts to graduate. With the addition of CTAE+, CHS students can now earn credit for their fourth math, science, or ELA course for completing identified CTAE pathways. The model aligns with the admission requirements for the Technical College System of Georgia, offering students an alternative route to achieve their educational and career goals. Next school year, more than 120 students will have the opportunity to earn English or math credits by completing pathways in engineering and technology, audio, video, technology, and film, or graphic communications. On Thursday's WLBB Community Voice program, Coweta Judicial Circuit District Attorney Herb Cranford discussed the upcoming split of the five-county judicial circuit, resulting in a new West Georgia district containing Carroll and Heard counties.
Out of 50 DA's offices, we had the fourth highest felony caseload in the state and the number five population. When you're that big, it doesn't make sense to continue to be a multi-county circuit. There's a reason the other biggest DA's offices are all single county offices. You know, I decided to come out in support of it. Over time, kind of more and more people decided it was a good idea. And this year we got legislation proposed.
Governor Brian Kemp will appoint a new district attorney for the new West Georgia circuit before the end of this year. Hear more details on that split and its effect on the five counties in the current Coweta Judicial Circuit. Yesterday's complete Community Voice is archived online at newstalk1330.com. A Harrelson County commissioner involved in a serious two-vehicle crash Thursday afternoon is going to be okay, his wife has posted to the WLBB Facebook page. According to the preliminary investigation report, Harrelson County District 2 Commissioner Danny Ellsbury had the right-of-way at Highway 113 and Morgan Road when another vehicle pulled out in front of him. Both vehicles suffered extensive damage. Ellsbury's daughter posting to social media, Ellsbury is pretty beat up to say the least. He has lesions and bruising from the tip of his head to the bottom of his feet. The worst is mainly his arm, which cut the artery and had to have over 20 stitches. She adds that a CT scan of his head, neck, spine, chest, abdomen, and leg all came back clear. Ellsbury's wife stating she was grateful to all first responders that came out to help. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.